You know, we've been talking about all yesterday since all of the news broke out about the fire and all of the sad stories coming from there. Everybody I know has been telling their Gatlinburg stories. There,
oh, yeah.
It happened in Gatlinburg.
So many people. Yeah.
You know, 571-1069. You can also share it on our Facebook page this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Or we're on Twitter, and you can use the hashtag It Happened in Gatlinburg.
I just saw someone retweeted a video of a man that saved a baby bear from the fire. There's smoke everywhere, and the little bear won't let his leg go. It's the sweetest thing. So, yeah.
Good morning. Let's start with something sweet. Jim, it happened in Gatlinburg.
It was Thanksgiving about 15, 16 years ago, and my family kind of met in Gatlinburg from all over.
Yeah.
And my parents had been divorced, and my dad had kept trying to, you know, get her back. And finally he asked her while they were there, and finally she said yes. And so we spent the whole day just going around getting rings and, you know, dress.
Aww.
And all this stuff for everybody. And we went to the little chapel there, and my sister and I walked them, you know, down the aisle, and they got remarried.
You know, it's stories like that.
It's
that,
so sweet.
And I heard that chapel caught fire, and
it did. But there, anyone that had reservations or things, they actually own another one that was undamaged, and they're going to move them to that chapel.
Well, that's good. A little bit of good news. You were talking about bears earlier, Stephanie. Hashtag It Happened in Gatlinburg.
My family and I lived about 2.5 hours from Gatlinburg all my life growing up, and we had been down there several times. And my little brother was dying to pet a bear.
Oh,
and one time we pulled off the side of the road, and there was a bear down below that people were feeding. And my brother reached down to try to pet the bear. And luckily some stranger pulled him back just as the bear lunged for him.
Whoa. You can't pet a wild animal. They will eat you.
Yes. So, he was about 5 or 6. But
I was going to say, if he's little like that, he probably smelled like milk or Cheetos. So he was just like, you know, easy snack.
Sticky fingers.
There's a small fact. Every time we talk about Gatlinburg, we talk about how my brother almost got ate by a bear.
That's great.
I love it.
You have to talk about that if that happens. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you want to go to Gatlinburg? Oh, yeah. Remember that time Joey almost got eaten by a bear? I love it. And Melinda, speaking of wild animals, but not big wild animals, what happened in Gatlinburg?
We were staying in a cabin down there, and I see the shadow coming up the shower curtain.
Oh, no.
It was a weird-shaped shadow. I'm thinking, oh, it's not a spider. What is that? Holler at my husband. I'm terrified of spiders, by the way. I holler at my husband. He walks in the bathroom and he says, oh my.
You don't want to hear that.
That's not what you want to hear.
No,
it's not a good thing to hear at all. FYI, they have scorpions in Gatlinburg. Yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yes, they do. They have scorpions, and their sting is like a honeybee sting. But they're called wood scorpions, and evidently it came in with the firewood.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's just what I need to know. No. No.
Nope. Nope.
Now I got something to look out for. That's fantastic.
Yeah.